Practice test 1. 1. Вы услышите 5 высказываний о личных достижениях. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями AF. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we're ready to start.
When my friends asked me to take part in a marathon to raise money for a children's charity, I was completely unfit. I had just 4 months to get into shape, but I was determined to do it. The training was hard at first, but I didn't give up. Gradually, I got stronger and slowly built up my speed. The big day finally came, and I completed the whole 26 miles, with the crowd cheering excitedly. And later on, when we donated the money for the needy kids, I felt so happy to be doing something worthwhile.
I was worried that I was becoming a TV addict. I spent hours every evening watching all kinds of rubbish. Even at mealtimes, I had a program playing in the background. I was really hooked. Then I decided to challenge myself. Could I go a whole week without turning the television on? It seemed impossible, but I tried to keep myself busy. I went for long walks, read books, and even tidied all the kitchen cupboards. At the end of the week, I realized I didn't actually miss it at all.
When I injured my legs in a car accident, the doctor said I wouldn't walk again, but I refused to listen to him. I'm a film director, and I had a great idea for a new film. Nothing was going to stop me. After 6 months of physiotherapy, I knew I wasn't working my legs hard enough. I made a habit of taking a few slow, painful steps every day with the help of a stick. Each day, I pushed myself a little further. A year later, to my doctor's amazement, I'm walking around my film set.
I love high adrenaline activities, so I try any extreme sport that comes my way. Bungee jumping, whitewater rafting, you name it. Then someone suggested skydiving. Jumping out of a plane at 15,000 feet sounded like the ultimate thrill. The day arrived and the instructor and I were getting ready to jump. Suddenly, my legs turned to jelly, my heart started pounding, and my mouth went dry. With the help of my instructor, though, I overcame the panic attack. Next thing, I was flying through the air at 100 miles an hour.
Everyone knows me at the driving test center. That's because I have taken my driving test 5 times. Each time, I got so nervous, I kept making silly mistakes. Failure is hard to accept, but I was such a bag of nerves, I was ready to quit. Then I saw an advert for relaxation classes. They were a bit expensive, but I decided to enroll. I learned breathing exercises and how to think more positively. Feeling more relaxed and confident, I applied to take my test for the 5th time. And guess what? I passed.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the recording again.
When my friends asked me to take part in a marathon to raise money for a children's charity, I was completely unfit. I had just 4 months to get into shape, but I was determined to do it. The training was hard at first, but I didn't give up. Gradually, I got stronger and slowly built up my speed. The big day finally came, and I completed the whole 26 miles, with the crowd cheering excitedly. And later on, when we donated the money for the needy kids, I felt so happy to be doing something worthwhile.
I was worried that I was becoming a TV addict. I spent hours every evening watching all kinds of rubbish. Even at mealtimes, I had a program playing in the background. I was really hooked. Then I decided to challenge myself. Could I go a whole week without turning the television on? It seemed impossible, but I tried to keep myself busy. I went for long walks, read books, and even tidied all the kitchen cupboards. At the end of the week, I realized I didn't actually miss it at all.
When I injured my legs in a car accident, the doctor said I wouldn't walk again, but I refused to listen to him. I'm a film director, and I had a great idea for a new film. Nothing was going to stop me. After 6 months of physiotherapy, I knew I wasn't working my legs hard enough. I made a habit of taking a few slow, painful steps every day with the help of a stick. Each day, I pushed myself a little further. A year later, to my doctor's amazement, I'm walking around my film set.
I love high adrenaline activities, so I try any extreme sport that comes my way. Bungee jumping, whitewater rafting, you name it. Then someone suggested skydiving. Jumping out of a plane at 15,000 feet sounded like the ultimate thrill. The day arrived and the instructor and I were getting ready to jump. Suddenly, my legs turned to jelly, my heart started pounding, and my mouth went dry. With the help of my instructor, though, I overcame the panic attack. Next thing, I was flying through the air at 100 miles an hour.
Everyone knows me at the driving test centre. That's because I have taken my driving test 5 times. Each time, I got so nervous, I kept making silly mistakes. Failure is hard to accept, but I was such a bag of nerves, I was ready to quit. Then I saw an advert for relaxation classes. They were a bit expensive, but I decided to enroll. I learnt breathing exercises and how to think more positively. Feeling more relaxed and confident, I applied to take my test for the 5th time. And guess what? I passed.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of tasks 1 to 5.